Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This holiday season, I'll be giving thanks to all my friends at Manscaped. You know, everybody loves turkey and stuffing, but you'll be looking like the dessert with the help of Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0. The leaders in below-the-waist grooming have now blessed you with the ultimate Thanksgiving dinner topic. Tell your in-laws about your new cutting-edge ball trimmer and gift yourself or a man in your life the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Trim your pumpkins by going to manscaped.com and using promo code Bubba for free shipping and 20% off. No hygiene routine is complete without Manscaped's signature deodorant as well. It's a couple of swipes of this and you'll be feeling so crisp. Gifting Manscaped is the ultimate hack to become the family favorite. Again, 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Be thankful this holiday season for the best gift of all from Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. Again, 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. Everybody's probably freaking out.
They are.
Yeah, they're shocked.
Everybody's like, probably a lot of Bubba Army right now are not even connected or listening or even close to being able to listen to or monitor this beautiful, soon to be beautifully, well produced, very funny after show we're going to put together here.
We are live on bar.
Because when we say 10:30, tell you 10:30, it's still 10:45.
Mm-hmm.
But today I got a lot of stuff to do, and so I wanted to get you at least a good full hour or so of after show
with e-biking
with all of us. And so by all accounts, I see a 10:16 start time is about what I see.
Yep.
Which is I mean, we always lie about when we're starting. Sorry.
Uncharacteristically prompt today.
Yeah. Well, if you go off the live recording on BAR, we started at 10:15 and 44 seconds.
Thank you.
I pushed the live button at 10:15.
Perfect. Thank you so very much. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all in play still. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
At the Bubba Army. I know that you guys probably all did see it and was either not going to say anything or support me and understand what I'm going through, or I don't think any of you guys were going to mess with me on what I've been dealing with lately with my son. And
right.
And I
never mess with you over that.
Well, no, but I've struggled with talking about this particular topic. And now I've really not talked about it other than the caller that called in during the regular radio show.
Mike.
I did address it there, and I made that a talk break and put it both on our YouTube and our Facebook. So that caller, Mike, asking me what's happened between me and Tyler, happened what, maybe last week?
Yeah, about a week ago.
And I have not talked about this family matter for 10 months. I've kept my mouth shut for 10 months. And Mike asked me, and I think I correctly and factually and honestly answered the question as to what's happening between me and my son. I think I answered it very honestly. I think I told the story very thoroughly. And I think that And it was somewhat therapeutic because this happened in February, and I've had to sit here and I very, very much struggle with it. Very much. More so than you need. No. Some of you are not parents, and let me no disrespect, but you're a parent, but not a 10-year parent dealing with teenage boy problems.
I got a 14-month-old problem.
Right. I mean, enjoy.
Yeah, pool problems.
Let me tell you something, Lummy. Enjoy your son as long as you can, because there comes a point where you're no longer, it's about 14, 13, where your son, you go from being dad, the coolest guy on the planet, the guy that, you know, is just your best friend, you know, that can throw the ball farther and can, you know, blah, 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 to just being an absolute piece of, you know, like a joke. Like, you go from being like your son's best friend to being a joke. And it's just like, I've seen it happen. And as they mature and find, you know, the opposite sex or the sex that, or whatever turns them on sexually.
Right. Go through puberty and stuff.
You become less cool. And I've become very, very uncool. And so I've struggled. I had a situation with my son in February. It was involving him and his girlfriend. It happened at my track. I've already told the story. You don't need to hear it again. And so I told the story. I posted it up. Blitz, you know, it's my, I think everybody would agree that it was inbounds due to the fact that, one, I told the truth, and two, I mean, you can't get too mad at me as my family or her family. If you're going to be associated with me, you have to know that I'm going to talk about my life on the air.
You've been doing it for 36 years.
I mean, like, and it usually benefits you, and it's usually not uncomfortable, and it usually is great, but sometimes it will make you upset. Sometimes you may not agree with it, but it is who I am. And I, you know, I'm very emotional. I struggle at the older I get on the difference between life and work. A lot of my life and my work intertwine. I'm very much the same person off the air, but yet I'm not. And it's this very slippery character shtick that I have and have developed. It's done very well for me. I've done very well for myself. I've not managed my life that well. I've made some horrible mistakes financially. But you know what? I still own all my intellectual property, and I'm able to sustain a 5-employee business, a small business with 5 employees that all make a living. And we're paying our bills, and within the space that we live in, we're doing quite well. In that digital radio, you know, in that content digital world that we play in with a small little smattering of terrestrial radio, quite frankly, we're killing it. We're doing very well. Most 4 or 5 person ensemble morning shows terrestrially are not doing what as well as we're doing. We are almost an anomaly in radio. Would you guys not? I mean, was there any? Would anybody agree on that? And is the fact that doing a terrestrial show and supporting it digitally through podcasting, through YouTube, through Facebook, through OnlyFans, through merchandising, through Bubba Army Radio, subscription based stuff, you know, through podcasting. Is, you know, we have, a successful template in order for us to sustain our business. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I talk about what I've been going through with my son. I'm a little upset right now, because this is what happened yesterday, is that my son won. And so I talked about, you know, the struggles that I've been having with my son on the air last week, and it's now been digitally distributed and all, in my world. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, pretty. If I say it on the air, it's open season to be distributed, right?
Of course.
Unless it's something that we've said that's been a mistake. You know, if we said some anti-Semitic statement, we would certainly cut that out blitz as we distribute things. You know, when we do make mistakes, but sure. For the most part, everything we try to slice the show up as much as we can and distribute it amongst our different avenues, whether it's Facebook, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Shorts, whether it's Instagram, whether it's TikTok, whether it's OnlyFans from back in the day. Donkey Teeth, $9.99 on the Super Chat. Did you see that, Lum Lum?
Yes, I love you, Sponge.
And so, and it's in a very unique model, and their family members sometimes, like, you know, Tara got mad at me, you know, on some things that I spoke about a while back, but she's cool now, and I probably do go too far, but part of the lure of the show is that me, the host, talk about stuff I probably shouldn't within my family.
Yeah, that's cocaine, Carl.
That's kind of that. Oh no, don't say that.
Whoa, Blitz, hey. Blitz,
take a minute.
It's not a good one.
Did you say what? Carl? Cocaine, Carl? Yeah, with a K. Sure, well, cocaine, yeah. Carl.
Yeah.
So, I Rhett pretty much runs YouTube. Blitz oversees it all. Anna runs Instagram. Lummy does TikTok and affiliates and things like that. And I've kind of positioned myself where I kind of do Facebook. I'm the Facebook guy. And Blitz, we've actually done quite well on Facebook, you know, virally. We've had some videos that have made some decent amount of money.
Yeah.
You know, we certainly, Facebook is a very viable piece of monetization for us. And so I try to put stuff that's been on YouTube or even some exclusive stuff occasionally on Facebook. So back to me struggling with, I had a confrontation with my son in February that was involving him and his girlfriend, and he pretty much...
Neil Mount Pleasure, $9.99.
Neil Mount Pleasure, love him. And so... Him and his girlfriend had a falling out in February, and she instructed him to leave my apartment, and I've not seen him since. And it's really, quite frankly, I come in here every day, and I put my smile on, and I act like I'm good, and I am good. I am good for the most part, but I do find myself, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you. I've found myself going into, you know, at my apartment, he has his own bedroom. And he, up until just this past weekend, you know, had all of his trophies, and I hadn't touched it. I hadn't touched anything as far as his stuff. He moved out so abruptly that he didn't even take a lot of his stuff.
Drooper Lips, $9.99.
And he was instructed to leave. And so from time to time, I don't want people to think that I'm a pussy, and I don't want people mad at me, but, you know, I go into his room sometimes, and, you know, the sheets still kind of smell like him a little bit, even though I've watched him, you know, if you're with a loved one, they have a certain smell, like Anna, you can probably smell Blitz, he has a smell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sal Brunetto, $9.99.
And the room kind of smelled like Tyler. And I laid on his bed, and I looked at all of his trophies, and I looked at his pictures and everything, and I just lost it. And I've done this a couple different times, and I just start crying because I miss him. I mean, he's my only child. I've had 50-50 custody since he was 10 months old. I haven't been one of these part-time dads that have, you know, your kid on Wednesdays and every other weekend. And, you know, and no, I have actively raised this kid 50% of the time. He went to my school district. He lived with me 50% of the time. When his mom lived in Palm Harbor and I lived in St. Pete, we had a meeting place, and we would do weeks at a time, with the exchanges being on Sunday at 6 p.m. And then I'd have him, you know, Sunday from 6 p.m. till Sunday the next 6 p.m. So, like, you know, this is my guy. This is my guy. This is my best friend. This is my son. And I started at 3 years old with the help of Blitz. Blitz helped me configure this little electric go-kart that we got, and Blitz actually rigged it up so that Tyler would fit on it and mm-hmm. put a stronger battery on it so it would go faster.
Yeah. Because it was slow.
Like stock, it would go 3, but Blitz got it up to like 7. Mm-hmm. And so we would put these little, I even have pictures of it. We'd put two trash barrels up on the driveway, and that would be the corners. And he would go in, and that would be his course. At 3 years old, we were teaching him how to, you know, manipulate, or, you know, how to drive and steer and brake. And then we would let him go through the garage, and as he would go around the corners, he'd be on carpet because my garage was carpeted, and the car would automatically start drifting because the plastic tires were on carpet, and he learned how to kind of drift. Mm-hmm. He would that's how he could drift through the corners at 3. And so I've been, you know, I've dedicated my almost every minute of my free time to my son. To the detriment of probably, you know, my marriage, to the detriment of other relationships I've had, you know, my wife and girlfriends and whoever always was, and this is not cool, came second to my son. Like, you know, no, we're not taking my private plane to the Bahamas this weekend and have a couples retreat. I'm going to be in Cummings, Georgia with my son racing all weekend. I got to think that probably got old. And so this past weekend, he won a super big race at Volusia County. Volusia, a very prestigious track, big half mile. And Blitz, this wasn't a Top Gun. The Top Gun series is a good series, but there are these 360 motors that are kind of choked down and more economical to run. They're not the full-blown open 360s. Okay, so you don't tend to have there's very great drivers within Top Gun. Like, there's been some unbelievable drivers, but when you go to the open 360s is when you get into, you know, some really good competition. The Danny Martins, you know, the all the guys from, you know, the Mark Millers, and there's just a lot of the Mark Rules. There's mm-hmm. if to win a regular three, a USCS or an ASCS regular 360 sprint car race, 360 is much more prestigious than just a local Top Gun race. So Tyler has a big race now Friday, mind you. I'm at Ocala, and I get all my work done, and Tyler is racing, you know, the Robbie and Wesley Smith race car, sprint car. And he's racing in Volusia, which Blitz, from where my track sets and where I was Friday night, is about 51 minutes from where I am.
Okay.
And so I was contemplating, man, I'd love to go over there and watch him, you know, watch my son race. But I just don't want it to be uncomfortable. If word got out that I wasn't even going to go in the pits. I was just going to buy a regular grandstand ticket.
Yeah, just watch the race.
But sometimes, Blitz, in the racing community, people recognize me. I'm a track owner, and you know, I'm not trying to be like Johnny Big Shots here, but word would have probably gotten out that I was there.
Okay.
And so I watched it on Race Monitor, which is this timing thing, and he won. Tyler won.
He's won a lot of races lately.
He's won 6 in a row.
Oh, wow.
He's won 6 races in a row, 5 of which have been Top Gun. And this past one, this past Friday night, was the big, like an open 360 deal. And he just, I guess, I didn't get a chance to see it, but I guess he just killed it, and he looked great, and it was just awesome. And I'm watching it on Race Monitor, and it's like 2 laps to go, and he's got a 4-second lead, and then there's a caution. And then, you know, there's 2 caution laps, and then, you know, at the first lap with 1 lap to go, he's got a 0.5 second lead, and then, you know, boom, he wins, and I'm in my trailer, my RV in Ocala watching this, and I'm just like, you know, almost in tears, because I wish I was there to be able to watch this and stuff. And so he wins. And that's all I know. I can't go to his Facebook or anything like that. I'm me and my family and my mom and my sister and everybody, we're all blocked from being able to see anything. Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting rumors from some of my friends who are not blocked on his Facebook that this happened, that what I'm about to talk to and what I posted yesterday on Facebook happened. And it just, so then I got on Facebook yesterday and I posted it all and I put pictures up. And so I was having kind of a little mini meltdown yesterday. And you can go to our Facebook page if you like.
It was on the show's Facebook?
Yes, it's okay. On the show's Facebook, which I'll show it here momentarily here, Blitz. And so here I'll go ahead and pull it over for you to. So I get sent some pictures, Anna, that in Winter Circle on Friday night when he was being interviewed, that he now has put black duct tape over the Bubba Army logo. Now, that may not mean a lot to a lot of people, and maybe if you were a dad and the logo that has provided everything for your son's life, the logo that basically represents your dad and his ability to pay and make a living, the logo, I mean, the Bubba Army logo, that's us, is it mm-hmm. not?
Yeah.
That's lock, stock, and barrel us. Mm-hmm. That's how we generate our money. That's the people that support us. That's the group that's us. That's the Bubba Army is me and you and anybody who listens to the show and anybody that's given us $1 or one view or one click or just overall likes the show. The Bubba Army, that's what the Bubba Army is. And the Bubba Army, quite frankly, if you take and roll me out of the Bubba Army, the Bubba Army has been so good to this kid. The Bubba Army has provided me with the ability to give this kid a great life. And I was sent pictures on Saturday morning that he had put black duct tape over the Bubba Army logo in Winner's Circle. And I broke down. I'm just like, what is going on? Why would you do that to me? What did I do? You know, did I physically, you know, sexually molest you so that you hate me that bad that you would be, that you would disgrace me that bad? That's what you think of me as your father? That's what you think of me as your father? And so I wrote this. And by the way, Blitz, it's got like 70,000 views and 350 comments. But I wrote this, and I wrote it from my heart. And I posted it. And then on Sunday, Blitz, I cleaned out all of his trophies of his room, and I brought them over here to the upstairs. They're up in Clem's clubhouse right now because I don't know where to store them. But Tyler and I, you know, we... since he was 3 years old, raced together. And when you race and you win and you get trophies and, you know, you keep them. All racers keep their trophies. So here are the pictures, first of all. Let me just show you this. This picture here, Blitz, was taken two or three weeks ago in New Hendry.
Okay.
At Kenny Kenny's track. This is the uniform, right? Okay. Here is... this past Friday night in Volusia with black duct tape over the logo. Now, this was 2 weeks ago, and this is Friday. And I was just like, well, just first of all, let me ask you, I mean, you guys collectively, would you be sad?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, would you... just say, oh, no big deal. He's just going through. Or would it just literally cut you to the bone? That, I just like, well, nonetheless, whatever your answer may be, it cut me to the bone.
Sure.
It's just like, wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, well, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What are you doing? What did I do? You know what I did? I told you and your girlfriend to stop fighting at my business because people in the pits were asking me to tell you to stop fighting.
Right.
And so I wrote this. I would like to thank all of you who have reached out in support of what I'm going through with my son. I was sent a picture from this weekend that literally broke my heart even more. That in conjunction with having to move all of Tyler's trophies from his room, from all the years of racing with my son, to my business to find a good place to store them. I was sent a picture from his victory this past Friday in Volusia and compared the pic and with a comparison to the picture to the winner's circle from 2 weeks ago at New Henry. And I see that now he has put black tape over the Bubba Army logo on his uniform. I did an inventory of his trophies, and here's what my son and I did together, all starting at the age of three. 3 USAC National Championships, 2 USAC National Dirt Championships, 4 USAC Regional Championships, 8 local track championships, 14 local track records, 77 first-place trophies, 32 second-place trophies, 14 third-place trophies, 2 Pee Wee football championship trophies when I was the coach, 2 Little League trophies, and I was there for every one of them. We raced everywhere together. Tyler and I traveled to Orange County, California, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Phoenix, Arizona, Milwaukee, Kalamazoo, Indianapolis 6 times, Eldora, Xenia, Ohio, Huntsville, Alabama, Maryland, Concord, North Carolina 7 times, Cumming, Georgia, Milton, Florida, Florence, Kentucky, Plymouth, Indiana, Gas City, Indiana, Kokomo, Indiana, Terre Haute, Lawrenceburg, Putnamville, Hobstadt, Talladega, Columbia, Georgia, North Georgia, Lake City, Ocala, Florida, East Bay, Volusia, New Smyrna, Altec, Indianapolis Speedway, East Bay, New Henry, Auburndale, Punta Gorda, Golden Isles, and Need More, Georgia. And I'm sure I've missed a few. And I was at every one of them, working on the race cards, working on his race cards, and being the best dad I knew how to be. No parent is perfect. Trust me, I have my flaws. But I won't stop trying to be your dad, and I hope someday that we're back together driving to a dirt track. And then I posted the 2 pictures, one of him with his uniform on, one with the black tape over that, yeah. And then pictures of his trophies. And these are his trophies that I've now moved from his bedroom to the upstairs. And, moving each one of this and looking at the placard on it, track record, Cumming, Georgia, August of 2007, Florida State Championship, New Smyrna, December 2010, USAC National Champion, Junior Honda, 2009, big, huge trophies and silver cups and
just all kinds of things. And so this particular post seems to be getting a lot of attention, and some of which is not been appreciated by certain people. And so I don't know what to say about it. What would you have done? What would you do if you were me?
From here on out?
No, like, or, I mean, like.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say.
I mean, like.
It's hard because obviously we're not in that situation. But it sucks because I know that you're really hurting. And sometimes the thing that hurts the most is just like when they just cut you out. Not the hate, but just the ignoring, and you don't feel like you're making any progress in any direction.
Yeah, it's like, it's just like and he's done it to me once before. When I was at my lowest in 2018, living in the trailer behind the studio, his mother and his stepfather had him convinced that I was the biggest loser known to man. And Blitz, you remember that time?
Mm-hmm.
He completely ghosted me for over a year. Wouldn't talk to me. Told me he was embarrassed for me to be his father because his stepfather told him to Google me, and he did.
Oh.
And so it's just that, was it wrong for me to use my face? I've bit my tongue for 10 months. You guys know. You guys are with me every day. And for 10 months since this, and Blitz, you know the exact day this incident happened. Have I ever spoke, up until just recently, last week, I never spoke a word of this. I mean, we may have had snide little comments sometimes about, Tyler hating me, or just some little snide, some little snide, office. But we never had long form talk about this ever. I've completely bit my tongue. And am I supposed to just sit here and bite my tongue and hope he comes back? Or when he, puts tape over my logo and basically puts a middle finger to me, kind of publicly calling me out, do I have the right to respond and tell my side of the story? I'm sorry my platform's a little larger than yours, and that your family members think that I'm a bully and that this should not be aired out. It's amazing how everybody in my life doesn't want their problems aired out, but boy, they love it when I air out mine or anybody else's. So I'm kind of open, with regards to how you guys feel about this, because really at the end of the day, not only are you my friends, but you're my on-air family, and you guys have to see me, try to walk this fine line, and do what I do, the circus act that I do. What do you think? Like, as my friend and my co-host, I'd like everybody's opinion.
Honestly, I feel like you should talk to my dad. Because my dad has been going through this for 10 years with my sister.
Yeah, but is your sister lashing out publicly and, putting your dad's logo with a piece of black tape over it?
Well, no, my dad doesn't have...
Yeah, but no one's going through that, though. Like, you're the only one. So no one... I mean, if that's the rules, then no one can talk to you because you're the only one.
But in terms of, your kids not wanting a relationship with you, my dad probably has some good advice.
Yeah, you know what?
Which is strange because, me and my dad have an amazing relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my sister were raised in the same home, same two parents, everything. And she has zero contact with my father and hasn't seen him in 10 years. And he would try to reach out to her and wouldn't hear anything.
What was her reasoning?
I mean, I'm not going to get too much in the weeds on it.
And I don't want, just vaguely.
The divorce was hard on all of us, but it was really hard, obviously, on my parents, my dad, and my mom. It effed me up. It fucked me up. But with my sister, she just completely abandoned my dad. That was her response. And, me and my mom have gone through trying times, and, me and my dad have had some issues, but I was willing and open to work through it with them and continue having a relationship with my parents because that's intrinsically just important to me. But my sister has not felt the same way. And so my mom has had issues with my sister. My dad has had plenty of issues with my sister. So I feel like my dad could part some good advice onto you in terms of just you can't force somebody else to do something. You can't force Tyler to do something. He can't force, you know, my sister to do something. But, you know, how do you handle it? How do you move on? How do you just deal with it, cope with it day to day? I think my dad would be a good resource. Yeah. Honestly, I can give you his phone number.
Yeah. Maybe I'd like to talk to him.
Yeah, he'd give
you advice. And I think that, you know, within my life and the people I'm responsible for, you guys are inclusive to that, and putting together a good show, generating a content that produces enough money to be able to, oh, this could be a collection call. Maybe take the attention off a little bit. Collection calls now hang up when I go to.
Yeah, I was hoping that one would not hang up.
I know.
I was hoping they'd be willing to talk for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah. You know. So Blitz, is that you giving me the Iggy to shut the fuck up?
No. But like, it's hard to give advice because like you're the one in that situation.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like pawning it off to my dad.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what the right answer is.
I mean, is the right answer to, you know, keep all this shit off the air, keep biting my tongue, and keep letting him, you know, fucking run over me and not answer my texts and not return my emails and publicly wear, you know, fucking boycott my logo, the logo that has established everything that you've ever been, every race, every piece of race, for the most part, except for the people that you're driving for now, provided every race car, provided every hauler, every airplane, every racetrack, everything that I've purchased is because of that logo. And for you to do that, that logo just is, when you put a piece of black tape over the Bubba Army logo, that's just not saying that I'm mad at my dad. And that's probably what he thought it meant. But that's basically saying fuck you to every person that's ever bought a t-shirt, that's ever been clicked a link to my video where I was able to make a little bit of money on your participation of my content represented by that logo. And maybe if he looked at it that way, he would have a better appreciation for how offensive that really is. I mean, right?
Yeah.
So
I also just think he's really young and doesn't understand what he's doing to you.
Was he? He's 20 now.
You think about like when you were 20 and the dumb shit you did and thought.
But Anna, here's the thing: if I was 20, and my father had provided the stuff for me that I have provided for him, you can bet that I would never be disrespectful. Never, ever, ever let a person or persons persuade me against my father. If my father had provided me the things I've done for that. And, you know, let me just tell you something. I don't want anybody to think that I'm sitting here feeling sorry for myself. Woe's me. I'm a victim because I provided everything I provided for that kid I wanted to. I did it because I thought I was being a good dad. And I wanted to do that. I wanted my son to be able to participate in things that I never got to as a kid. I wanted him to be able to live the best life he could. And so I listen, you know what? At the end of the day, we could probably just say goodbye to everybody because here's what the real answer is. I spoiled him. And this is my fault. I mean, if we're just going to fucking be just truly honest, I spoiled him. I taught him manners. He's got unbelievable manners. He's very, 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 very well-mannered. He's very super polite. Nice. He's very polite. But he's under under the spell of a family that are absolutely brainwashing him against me. And I'm tired of him always letting people persuade him against me. And it's so easy for somebody other than me to portray me as the bad guy to a young, impressionable kid. I've done enough stupid stuff to give people ammunition to use against me. But it would take a stud or a thick-skinned person to say, you're not going to say that about my dad. yeah, my dad may have gotten caught up into some shit. My dad may have done that. My dad may have done this. But do you know what my dad has done for me?
Austin, what, $50 super chat?
Thank you, Austin.
Thank you.
Phone lines are crazy. Yeah. And I probably want to wrap this up because I think I'm probably doing more damage than good right now. Hello.
Hey, Bubba. It's T-shirt Will.
Hey, Will.
Hey, man. You know, I'm struggling too. And you and I have talked about that with my son and your son, the similar situations that we're in. And don't just because you got choked up and that shit hurts, man. It doesn't make you a bitch. It means you're a good dad and you love your kid. And it hurts not having them in your life. I know. And, you know, man, I hate that for you. And when I saw that post, it broke my heart, man. And I hope that you and I both can get our boys back someday and you know, end this nonsense. You know, life's too short.
Yeah. When you have tragedies like Laura Nash and you have tragedies like what the Diacos are going through right now with their father, where they're, you know, losing their father right in front of their own eyes. You right. really put life into perspective a little bit more. And you're like, you know what? Tomorrow's not guaranteed. Tomorrow's not. It's not it's guaranteed. Not. And so, you 100%. Know, I mean, I will, you know what? More importantly, I appreciate your call, but thanks for always being there for me. And when I can reach out, I appreciate it.
Man, absolutely, Bubba. You know, believe me, I get it because I hurt just as bad as you do. You know, I texted my son yesterday. He hasn't talked to me in probably 2 weeks, and the last time he did, he was texting me and cussing me out and telling me what a horrible person I am. And I my wife is like, I don't even understand why he's doing this. And I think
it's a girl. Is there a piece of ass involved?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I mean, there you go.
And his mom, you know, she despises me, and all she does is run me down to him.
Oh, that's my situation too. So anyway, Will, thank you, buddy.
Absolutely, Bubba. Hey, keep your chin up, brother.
Thank you.
It'll pass.
All right. The one thing is, if you do read the thread in our Facebook, the one thing, though, that I think maybe this might have, the one good thing that maybe this generated, I don't know, maybe it's just all bad and I shouldn't have said anything and I'm even more of an asshole than I already thought I was, but I'd say 80% of people that are like 700 comments or something.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I think it's over 500, it's 600 right around there.
Yeah, I mean, so there's so many comments on here, but the most common denominator amongst comments are, this has happened to a lot of people.
Yeah, like, it's more common than you think.
And like a lot of people are like, oh my God, you wouldn't believe, I was going through the same thing 2 years ago with my daughter. She met a guy and we were telling, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he had her all brainwashed and it took 2 years and we didn't talk to each other. And finally they broke up or something happened and she came to us and it's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And so it exists in your life.
And I texted my dad, I think he's listening, and I was like, can I give your number to Bubba? And he's like, absolutely. So I just texted you.
Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, my dad's been going through this for a decade.
10 years.
I mean, I hope that doesn't happen to you, but you know, how do you live with it? How many times do you reach out? And my dad is, you know, come to me. What should I do? Should I reach out again? And at some point you just got to go, listen, like, no. Like, you gotta just wait for them to come to you if that ever happens.
Is any of this type of thing in your family, Lummy? Like, do you guys have any siblings or something that doesn't have a relationship with your parents?
Yeah, we did. Well, my one brother for a while there didn't have a relationship with my dad. I think it was for like 4 or 5 years.
That's a long time.
I mean, so again, if you go through and read the comments, you know, the majority of us are like, you know, hey, Bub, we're sorry. Hey, Bubs. I feel like I'm on it. Hey, Bubs. You know, we feel for you. We know that you're a good dad. We know that you try your hardest. But man, we're going through the same thing. The same exact thing. Hello.
Hey, South Tampa. You don't have a hair on your ass if you don't start selling Bubba Army shirts that have blacked out over it. But I know you're struggling.
Actually,
at that point, just sell the blanks.
That actually is pretty. That's pretty funny, man. Turning a bad situation into a rib,
into merch.
And that sir, that's brilliant. That's borderline brilliant.
Hey, he hasn't stolen and taken your motorcycle for a joyride, right?
So no,
you're good.
No, he hadn't done that yet. I wish that's all he'd done. I have no problem with that.
Well, hang in there. We're pulling for you guys.
All right, buddy.
It's temporary. You guys are healthy. I mean, you got that going for you too. So, yeah. Well,
thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Hello.
I was just going to say, I'm sorry, I'm with you. I'm going to tell you, man, you're doing the right thing, brother. Just let it ride. Keep Hillman is liking him. He wins, even if he covered your thing. It's track meet. I know a lot about racing and all that stuff and how dads pay for it and how much money they put into it. And I lost my father this year. And Tizzy, one day, when he looks at all these trophies and everything he has, he's going to look back and, you know, I wish my dad would have been there for that trophy. I wish I would have just manned up and said, hey, this is my woman. This is my dad. I can separate it as a man. If I can't, then I'm still a child and I can't handle my situation. But that's how I see it. Just keep on doing your thing, buddy.
Appreciate it, track meet. That was the toughest, is when I was clearing out the trophies, because I'd look at every one of them and then there would be a, you know, like a, you could remember, mm-hmm. you know, he won the Brickyard, the quarter midget Brickyard, but they had the race in the parking lot of the Indianapolis 500 back where the haulers park.
Mm-hmm.
And they made this course out. Well, it was a really prestigious race, and Tyler won it one year. And I can remember it like it was yesterday. And I can remember that that Dan Atwell wanted to put an RD30 on the left, and I knew that an RD10 would wear out, but we could probably get to the front with an RD10. And if Tyler could just hold on, and he was good at driving a loose race car. An RD10, we were starting eighth. An RD10 would get him to the front.
For those wondering, those are types of tires.
Yeah. An RD10 is way soft and an RD30 is way hard or harder. And I'm like, Dan Atwell and I actually got into an argument in the pit shoot because I had an RD10. And I'm mounting on an RD10. And he's like, he was my crew guy with his son. And he's like, I'm putting a 30 on Michael's car. And I said, I'm putting a 10 on Tyler. He's like, he'll get to the front, but he won't be able to hold on. He will absolutely spin out. That RD10 is going to give up in about, it was a 20-lap race. He said, by lap 9, that thing's going to be junked, feathered out. And I told Tiz, I said, Tiz, buddy, I'm going to put this RD10 on it. You're going to be a rocket ship for the first 10 laps. You're going to go right to the front, but then it's going to be a handful. It's going to want to spin out. Or do you want me to put this 30 on, and you're going to have to just try to pick your way through it? And he goes, put the 10 on, and I'll just handle it. Nice. I mean, it almost makes me want to cry telling him the story right now. And he puts the 10 on, and he goes from eighth to third to first by like, and so there's like 5 laps to go blitz. There's a caution, and there's cars loose as hell. And there's a guy right behind him who's got a 30 on it, and it's just starting to fire. And Tyler starts really, really making, like, really, really making the course small, like really cutting a corner. So the guy would have to take him on the outside. And the guy and the outside just had a little bit of marbles on it. So Tiz would really slow it down to get it into the corners because that RD10 was giving up. And the guy was getting ready to pass him on the last lap, and he spun out, hit the marbles, and we won.
Nice.
I mean, so like, there's just so many stories. Each trophy that I moved, you know, has a story to it. And so I guess, you know, that this was probably just a very hard weekend in general with the taping of the logo and then the moving of the trophies, because I'm just not going to allow his room in my apartment to be just his room. I'm going to go ahead and change it out and just make it a spare room in case I get people like Sumo, you know, so I have more room, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hello.
Hey, what's up, Bubba? It's Hootie Hoo.
Hey, Hootie Hoo.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Good.
Cool.
I just wanted to say,
how's the weather out there?
Yeah. How's the weather over there in Polk? Good.
I'm in between Plant City and Stepner. Not quite Polk, but beautiful.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, guys are screwing shit together, and yeah, you know, just living the dream, brother. So no, I just I was thinking of, you know, I know what you've done for Tyler over the years. I think we all do that have been around the show any time at all. I mean, you don't want to go Doug Clem on him to where you just block him out and vice versa, but I think you got to kind of just stand your ground. He's going to realize what you've done after a while. There's no way he can not.
Hootie, you back on the Hootie, you back on the bottle, kid?
No.
Oh, okay. Sounded, felt a little bottle-ish, did it not, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trinidad.
I'm
on the pill to stay off the bottle.
That should be a new country song. I'm on the pills to stay off the bottle. Blitz, did you hear that new number one song?
Yeah.
I'm on the pills to stay off the bottle.
Oh, does it work?
Favorite. Yeah.
I'm on the pills to stay off the bottle.
Hey, Bubba, remember Nick? He actually, now, speaking of Tyler, remember Nick? He came by the studio and he rebuilt the tire rack for Tyler's trailer?
Yeah.
Oh, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, he's right here. Say what's up to Bubba. What's up, man?
Oh, wow.
Hey, Nick, thank you, buddy. How you doing?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Good. You did a good job on that trailer. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man.
All right. Have a good day, my friend.
Yeah.
Fucking Hootie.
All right. That's, sorry about
Hootie.
That.
No, Hootie.
Bubba loves when you do that. You should do that way more often.
Hootie. If there's probably the only thing that is more not cool other than stepping on Blitz's brand new fucking shoes is just handing me over willy-nilly, like marking me out, buddy.
Actually, you have Bubba's private number. You should just go out to people and be like, hey, and just call Bubba out of the blue and
hey,
say,
you
hey,
you want to talk to Bubba the Love Sponge?
Yeah, someone wants to talk to you and just hand the phone to him.
Hootie, you just don't fucking hand me off, bitch.
What the fuck?
Well, yeah, hey, you know, I just thought I was doing a good thing, you know. You know, just he's here and I'm there. And, you know,
what are we doing?
What are we doing? Who'd you just talk to, buddy?
What?
Exactly.
Yep.
This is the last call that I'm out of here. I gotta go. I'm a fucking emotional wreck. Hello.
I'm sorry, Bubba, that you're going through this.
It's all right. I mean, again, it's my own doing. I created a monster.
You did, but so one of my questions is, so have you talked to his mom? Like, is she's going through the same thing, right?
No, his mom and him and his girlfriend and her new husband are all on a cruise right now in the Bahamas.
Oh. Because I thought he was, like, doing this to his mother, too.
He was, up until about a month ago. Now they've all joined forces.
I want to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah,
me too. Good God.
So, yeah, exactly. Good fucking God. Anyway, buddy, thank you. I appreciate it. If you want to find what I posted and stuff like that, go to our Facebook page. It's right there, front and center. But I might as well keep it up, right? Or should I take it down? Is it doing more damage staying up, or should I take it down?
It's up, so.
It's up.
I mean, people that have seen it have seen it.
Yeah.
Right. And now it almost makes me look stupid if I take it down.
Right.
I got to stand by these words, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. All right, perfect. Welcome to the show. It was just such a
Well, like
ball.
Hootie says, it's nice out, so enjoy your e-bike.
I'm going to do that. I am going to go e-biking. Lummy, you got about 55 minutes, and you'll do your sports deal.
They probably start early.
Oh, okay, yeah. Perfect.
Because Brian's with his sick daughter right now, so.
Yeah, start early.
Okay.
And, we almost gave him an hour today, did we not? 55 minutes? Perfect. Yeah. Appreciate it. More importantly, thank you to all of the Bubba Army out there that watches our videos and subscribes to Bubba Army Radio and Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, and just the entire Bubba Army way. But I might make a t-shirt of the Bubba Army Blackout Series where it's all you can see is just the little chevrons and like the bees.
Nice.
I might do that. Tyler might actually have just invented our newest t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Tyler.